Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, and we're so glad you can join us today.
Hi, friends. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is life.
And our title is Summer Vacation Time. Summer Vacation Time. So, Peter, what happened on yesterday's show?
Susie is going on vacation. She is traveling abroad. I'm really happy for her. She needs a break.
Yes, she does. But she doesn't have a long vacation.
No, she doesn't. Not like students in the United States. They almost get 3 months of vacation.
Wow, 3 months is a really long vacation. Well, Rob said he slept in and played all day when he had summer vacation as a kid. But I think there are a lot of other things students do during summer vacation.
That's right. They might learn a new hobby or take a class, too.
Yeah, that's right. And they might take the time to visit other relatives, especially if the relatives live very far away.
Well, I wonder what Christina is doing this vacation, but I know today she is teaching our keywords. Let's visit her right now.
Hello, 暑假马上就要到了，学生到了暑假可以去参加各式各样的活动。They can enjoy different activities. 名词活动就是 activity.暑假的时候美国的小孩会去打棒球或者是踢足球。They can play baseball or soccer. 足球就是 soccer. 当然暑假也是打工的好时机。很多美国学生会去帮人割草。Some students cut grass to make money. 名词草就是 grass, 它是不可数名词。游泳很厉害的人可以到游泳池去打工。Good swimmers can work at a swimming pool.名词 pool 就是游泳池、水池。另外一项暑假的重头戏就是夏令营。夏令营会安排一些户外的运动。They can enjoy outdoor sports. 形容词户外的就是 outdoor。除了运动，夏令营也会设计很多的游戏。They also play a lot of games. 游戏、比赛都可以称作 game.
Students always look forward to summer vacation. In many places, it starts in June or July. Everyone has some time to relax and enjoy different activities. In the United States, many kids play sports in the summer. Some kids play baseball or soccer. Many kids also swim in the summer.Sometimes kids go to sports camps to improve their skills.
Of course, students get excited about summer vacation. I look forward to summer vacation.
Wait, Marie, you know that we don't get 3 months of summer vacation from work, right?
I know, but Peter, I look forward to summer vacation.And that's today's calendar phrase.
I look forward to summer vacation.
I look forward to summer vacation.
我盼望暑假快来。
I look forward to summer vacation.
Me too. Kids can sleep.In.
I look forward to summer vacation.
Me too. Kids can watch TV.
I look forward to summer vacation.
Me too. Kids can go swimming.
What do kids do the rest of the year?
Look forward to summer vacation.
I look forward to summer vacation.
I look forward to summer vacation.
我盼望暑假快来。
I always enjoy our calendar phrases. That was a lot of fun.
Yes, it was fun. You know, students, you don't have to look forward to summer vacation much longer.
That's right. For many students in the United States, summer vacation starts this month, in June.
Right. Over summer vacation, students enjoy many different activities: running, dancing, playing an instrument, or exercising. There are many different examples of things to do.
Right. Sports are also activities, and many kids in America play sports in the summer.
Baseball is a very popular summer sport, and soccer is becoming more and more popular in the United States.
A soccer ball is black and white and is about the size of a basketball, right?
Right, but this ball you can't touch with your hands. You kick the ball into a net to get points. Whoever gets the most points wins the game.
Well, I think soccer is a hard game to play. Players aren't allowed to touch the ball with their hands.
It takes a lot of practice. Well, there is a lot to do. Let's learn more about what you can do during the summer.
Some students want to make money in the summer. They can get summer jobs. Often summer jobs are part-time. Some students work at fast food restaurants. Other students cut grass or take care of animals. Students who are good swimmers can work at a swimming pool. Some students will babysit or work at summer camps.
Well, yes, it is vacation, but not all students play all summer long. Many older students get jobs in the summer. Since they don't have school, they can have more time to work and make some money.
That's right. There are many different places students can work. I had a friend who worked at a fast food restaurant over the summer. Other people I knew got paid to cut their neighbor's grass once a week.
People in the USA usually have grass yards in the front of their houses. They water the grass to keep it alive and green. But they also have to cut the grass regularly so it doesn't grow too tall.
Well, another favorite summer job for high school students is working at the local swimming pool.
Yes, students who are good swimmers can do that.
Yes. And students who are interested in learning English should pay attention to Christina's teaching. Let's go to her right now.
很会游泳的人可以到游泳池去工作。Students who are good swimmers can work at a swimming pool. 这个句子好长，但是我们可以分析一下句型。其实它基本上就是说 ,students can work at a swimming pool.学生可以在游泳池工作。至于是什么样的学生呢？ Students who are good swimmers, 游泳游得很好的学生。所以 who are good swimmers 是一个形容词子句，用来修饰 students。我们来看看类似的例句。Kids who like sports can join our camp. 喜欢运动的孩子可以加入我们的营队。The one who comes in first can pick a gift. 先进来的那个人可以选一个礼物。
Another great job for students who like children can babysit during the summer. That's another very common summer job.
Yes, it is. And you know what? I used to do that. I used to babysit my little cousins. It was a lot of fun.But it was also hard work, but I really enjoyed it.
Well, you got paid, right?
Well, of course. It was still a job, even though I was babysitting my cousins. Of course I did.
I used to babysit, too. Usually they were family friends' kids. We would stay up late and watch movies. I had a lot of fun, too.
Oh, wow, that does sound fun. All right, friends. Well, we have to take a break right now, so...Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English.
During the summertime, a lot of children go to summer camp. Peter, did you ever go to a sports camp when you were a kid?
Well, sports camps are for a specific sport, soccer, tennis, something like that. But I went to summer camp, where you play lots of games. You might play soccer once, but it's more about having fun than learning a new sport.
Ooh, yeah, and I think a lot of children really enjoy it. All right, friends, well, right now it's time for us to go to part three. Let's watch together.
As soon as summer begins, some kids go to summer camp. These camps are often in the mountains or by a river or lake. At summer camp, kids can enjoy outdoor sports and go swimming. They play lots of games, too. Other kids go to day camps. During the day, these camps have lots of activities. At night, students go home. What will you do this summer?
Summer camps usually last for about a week, although they can be longer. Students live at the camp and enjoy the beautiful outdoors.
The beautiful outdoors. Hey, that's the word Christina wants to talk about. Let's listen to her and see what she has to say about outdoors.
在夏令营中，孩子们可以享受户外运动和游泳。Kids can enjoy outdoor sports and go swimming. 这个句子里的 outdoor 是形容词户外的意思。你可以说 they have an outdoor swimming pool. 他们有一个户外游泳池。或者要在户外烤肉的话就说 let's have an outdoor barbecue. 另外 outdoor 后面加一个 s 的话 outdoors 可以当副词用，是在户外或到户外的意思。你可以说 let's have a party outdoors. 让我们来办一个户外派对吧。或者 we spend a lot of time outdoors.我们花很多时间在户外活动，所以 outdoor 是形容词，但是加了 s 变成了 outdoors， 就是副词咯。
Thanks, Christina. There are many different kinds of summer camps. For example, there are sports camps, camps for special clubs, even camps for learning and practicing different languages.
I went to a church summer camp when I learned about the Bible. I enjoyed this because we also played games and went outside too. Have you gone to a camp like this before?
I have, and I actually made a lot of friends. I think going to any camp, making friends is really easy.
So what are some of the games that you might play at camp?
Well, since it's summertime, we play a lot of outdoor games.Like hide-and-go-seek. Some of the adults hid, and the students tried to find them. That was a fun outdoor game.
But then what if it rains?
Well, then we played indoor games like ping-pong or cards. Well, another kind of camp kids go to in the summer is day camp. Day camps are different because the students go back home at the end of the day.
Also, unlike summer camps, day camps usually happen in towns and cities, not in the countryside. You might go to a place like the zoo or a museum.
That's right. Well, it was a lot of fun, but right now it's time to review those keywords.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Activity. Activity.We can do many activities after school.
Soccer. Soccer. Do you like to play soccer?
Grass. Grass. The grass is nice and green.
Pool.Pool. Let's go swimming at the pool.
Outdoor. outdoor. The children enjoyed outdoor fun.
Game. Game. Tom and Pat played a card game. Friends, those are our key words. Keep on practicing. Now it's time to go over our lesson one more time.
Students always look forward to summer vacation. In many places, it starts in June or July. Everyone has some time to relax and enjoy different activities. In the United States, many kids play sports in the summer. Some kids play baseball or soccer. Many kids also swim in the summer. Sometimes kids go to sports camps to improve their skills. Some students want to make money in the summer. They can get summer jobs. Often summer jobs are part-time. Some students work at fast food restaurants. Other students cut grass or take care of animals. Students who are good swimmers can work at a swimming pool. Some students will babysit or work at summer camps. As soon as summer begins, some kids go to summer camp. These camps are often in the mountains or by a river or lake. At summer camp, kids can enjoy outdoor sports and go swimming. They play lots of games, too. Other kids go to day camps. During the day, these camps have lots of activities. At night, students go home. What will you do this summer?
Peter, I feel so bad. I just found out that our friends in Australia don't get any summer vacation this June, July, or August. That's terrible.
Marie, it's not that they don't get summer vacation. It's just that it's not summer in Australia.
Oh, wait. What are you talking about, Peter? It's the same month in Australia as it is here. It's June here and there.
Well, you are right. It's June, both here and there. But our seasons are different. They aren't the same. It's winter in Australia right now. June, July, and August are their cold months.
Oh, I see. It's their cold months. I guess it would be silly to have summer break in the winter.
But don't worry. They do get a summer break during their summer. It's not quite as long as in the USA, but they do get 6 weeks off in December and January.
I guess Americans get the longest summer vacation of anyone, right?
Well, actually, Kuwait has the longest summer break. They get 4 months off.
Whoa, 4 months off? That's even better, Peter.
Well, I think so, too. Well, friends, now it's time to go to Jungle Chit Chat. Let's see what our friends are up to.
Yay! I always look forward to summer vacation.
Me too. I finally have time to relax.
Sorry, James. We don't have time to relax.
Sure we do.
No, we don't. It's time for activities.
Activities? Like what?
All different kinds. Baseball and soccer.
I want to relax.
Hiking and biking.
I want to relax.
Swimming and jumping and climbing.
Hey, do you want to go to camp?
Camp? Yeah, I want to go to camp.
Great. You go to camp and I'll stay home and relax.
But...
And make the most of my vacation.
Oh, very funny.
Well, Teresa, do you see any birds?
Shh, be quiet.
Oh, do you see any birds?
Just the usual ones.
nothing special.
Yeah, same with me.
We just have to remember to be very quiet.
What was that noise?
That noise was me! I am Super Sentence Man!
But we don't need a super sentence. Hmm? Did we say something wrong? Jeff, do you need a super sentence?
No. Nobody said anything wrong. But as I was flying up there, I thought, look at those two people just sitting in the forest. They look bored! Maybe they would like today's super sentence.
We're not bored. We're bird watching.
Well, do you see any birds yet?
No,
but... So, just for fun, here is today's super sentence. As soon as something happens, something else happens. Can you make your own super sentence?
Okay, As soon as fall comes, some of these trees will lose their leaves.
As soon as fall comes, some of these trees will lose their leaves. Super! Do you have another one?
As soon as you leave, some bird watchers will be able to look for birds again.
Don't worry. I'm sure you'll see some amazing birds. Well, this was fun, wasn't it? Remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
That was amazing.
What? Super Sentence Man?
No. As soon as Super Sentence Man came, some beautiful birds landed on that tree and began dancing.
Oh, I want to see. Which tree? Where are they?
Oh, they're gone now.
No! Super Sentence Man! I miss the birds. Summer jobs are great, especially if you want to make a little extra money. So, Peter, what are some summer jobs you have had?
Well, one of my favorites was actually working at a summer camp. I could play all the time, but it was also a job.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Well, friends, we're glad that you joined us today. Join us again soon, right here on...
Let's talk in English.
Goodbye.